Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. Have a little bit of simulated white noise for you. Oh, no, that's real white noise. That is On the Road with Tyson Harley with some really good news. I might do a fuller episode later, but wanted to let you know that recent developments are that the Secretary of State in Georgia, now maybe in Georgia this is kind of old news, maybe it's several weeks old, but the Secretary of State in Georgia, a Raffensperger fellow, I forget his first name, is actually doing an investigation on ballot harvesting. If you recall, Georgia was one of the states that that True the Vote looked at in the Atlanta Metro for potential ballot harvesting. And that was among five different areas that just with their very, very conservative data analysis and the very, very conservative numbers of the potential ballot harvesters that would have flipped the election. So we're not going to talk about that here. As far as all that information, I have discussed that in an episode. You can potentially find that documentary over on BitChute. I doubt it's on YouTube anywhere. They are, after all, now our enemy. They are the purveyors of censorship. So this is very good information. One of the ballot harvesters has come forward after being seen on the video that True the Vote got via Freedom of Information Act. The data overlap of phone GPS data, phone ID, and timestamp puts this person as one of the major ballot harvesters, probably, apparently appeared on the video, or I'm not sure how it would have gotten out. The human corroboration was this fellow who did something like 4,500 different ballots dropped, and he would know that number because they get paid by the ballot. So it was 4,500. I don't know why I said something like, said he got paid $45,000 to do so. And he named names, some of the organization and stuff. So the Secretary of State is looking into this. While it's true that the data itself should have had him looking into it, True the Vote had to, you know, do half the work because the human corroborator came and went ahead and came forward to True the Vote, not the Secretary of State. But now that it's in front of him, the Raffensperger fellow, they are doing an investigation, which is great news. Additionally, a similar situation, and I'm not sure exactly whether this comes from True the Vote or human corroboration, but I told you the data itself is so transparent, and then the rules that they used were so incredibly conservative as far as whether or not there were ballot harvesters and how many there were. Well, there's a similar thing happening down in Arizona. Not sure if it was based on the True the Vote information by itself or if they also had human corroboration, but Arizona also doing a similar investigation. So that's great news. Now, I might follow up with a fuller episode later, but wanted to get that out because I was trying to record it and just sometimes I have a little bit of mental block and act like things have to be more perfect than they have to be, and then I stop myself. So just want to get this out as a quick rant of truth. Future episodes then also will be that the bad news around True the Vote is that literally these heroes, a couple of them are now in jail under a civil suit. We'll go over into that details. They didn't want to blow a confidential source, and there's very good reason they didn't want to blow the confidential source. But the whole reason they're even in contempt is just a civil case. And it's the person who is just generally associated with new information that they just got. True the Vote got some great information from a whistleblower and does not want to give out the exact information about the whistleblower. And so we'll go into that. But the interesting thing is there's really no more basis for the civil suit. But the judge is still putting them in jail for contempt of court. And the reason I say that argument could be made is the same person who is calling, who's saying he's being defamed. Prosecutors have found enough information to literally jail him. The third episode I'll do is an episode around that fellow. And then the fourth episode is that I'll do here soon is that we have a documentary coming out, and you can always tell it's kind of like guards at the palace. These days, the fact checkers are the guards at the palace of truth. Oh, don't you come here. Hey, this we're trying to psychologically get you to understand you do not come here. Yes, we know we're standing still, and you probably could get around us before we got came out of our trance. But you should know better than to come here. Now, you know you're not supposed to come over here. So whenever there's a fact checker, consider them kind of the psychological equivalent of a guard at a palace, the palace of truth, if you will. And now we have, quote, fact checks. Hey, this hasn't been proven on a documentary that's not even out yet. They're doing fact checks on a trailer. Well, as I said before, anecdotes are anecdotes because nobody's bothered to take the data and roll it up and then prove it in a more scientific way. Well, if the government is not going to do so, then it's not, quote, proven. That doesn't mean the anecdotes themselves aren't pointing to something that was very important. And so this turns into the blood vessel pasta subject that I'm talking about. Someone's going to put out a documentary about that. And now the trailer itself is being quote, fact-checked before the documentary is even out. So that's interesting. Okay, that's it for me, guys. Please eagerly anticipate those other three episodes coming up, and I'll chat at you later. I'm Tyson Harley.